got it.
The
Waging War on Corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
You got it.
Extremely important broadcast lined up for you today. And we are going to be here for the next 2 hours. It is, of course, Sunday, the 12th day of February, 2012. And, yes, I'll get into Whitney Houston dead, and it looks like it's from prescription drugs. And we'll go over some of the numbers. Prescription drugs, of course, kill a lot more people than illegal drugs do. There's different numbers out there, but it dwarfs them by more than 10 to 1 conservatively. Prescription drugs are one of the most dangerous things out there, and not just the ones that supposedly get you high, like opiates and some of the speed drugs out there, like Adderall and Ritalin. No, it's just regular prescription drug interactions and even over-the-counter prescription drug interactions that we are talking about. And so we're going to be breaking all of that down today. Also, if you've wondered why they fired people like Glenn Beck at Fox News and why they have gotten rid of Freedom Watch and why you see people like the Chipmunk, who's got a weekend show coming out and endorsing Obama and saying he's a Christian and a man of the Lord, and that Obama's a great guy. It's because Rupert Murdoch is clearly being blackmailed by the criminal, gun-running, drug-dealing, money-laundering Justice Department. And there have now been a bunch more arrests made in England, and there's open talk of Rupert Murdoch being arrested, his son being arrested, who runs News Corp over in the UK, and a lot more. Of course, Mike Huckabee, I call him the Chipmunk. I guess that's kind of my nickname for him. Kind of like my nickname for Janet Napolitano is Mr. Napolitano or Janet Dung Beetle Napolitano. So I shouldn't just address her as the Dung Beetle. Some people won't know what I'm talking about. The fake conservative Chipmunk, there to pacify libertarians and conservatives and Christians. Huckabee, of course, is saying how great Obama is. And you're going to see a lot more of that. You're going to hear a lot more of that because it's all a mutual blackmail society. And, yeah, News Corp is basically a private intelligence gathering operation. Always has been. And now British arrest 8, an inquiry about Murdoch tabloid. Paying off police, which is a standard procedure for dirt and wiretaps and things. Who do you think puts wiretaps on your house for the tabloids? The Chinese jet pilot from the moon or the Keebler elves? Continuing here, a Sun journalist arrested as bribe probe widens. Rupert Murdoch's own Wall Street Journal reports. And now Murdoch's on a plane over there right now. News Corp faces renewed threat of prosecution in U.S. following Sun threats. And so that's why Fox News isn't covering Fast and Furious and all that white Peruvian flake the Justice Department's been caught shipping in. You know, that's in the federal courts. They've declared national security. That's all hiding in plain view. Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, other papers have reported it. Murder for hire, 8 federal agencies bringing drugs in, shipping guns all over the U.S., not just to Mexico, but also Honduras. So it's just different branches of mafia fighting with each other. We've got all of that coming up for you today as well. And we have an amazing guest on Agenda 21 that I'll tell you about after this quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
A little over a
year.
Valentine's Day is this Tuesday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing last-minute deal. 2 dozen long-stem assorted roses, plus a free glass vase, a free soothing spa kit, and a free box of chocolates for just $39.99. Go to proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry! Valentine's Day is this Tuesday. The price of roses will skyrocket the closer we get to Valentine's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings and guaranteed Valentine's delivery. 2 dozen stunning long-stem assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $39.99. Plus, we'll include a free vase, free spa kit, and free chocolates. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple near Valentine's Day. And this last-minute deal expires this Monday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 7777.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, every broadcast is important. The weekday show from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, the Sunday transmission from 4 to 6 Central, they're all important. But I had read some of this lady's articles over the years and found them to be very spot on with a full spectrum understanding of how the global corporations have set up the United Nations to bring in a global fascist dictatorship. And they pose as if they're liberal and trendy. Conservatives act like they're against the UN and are always saying, get us out of the UN. But it was actually the Pentagon. It was actually the U.S. government that set up the United Nations in 1945. So it's special corporate interests that have already taken over America and are taking over the world. They've set up the UN to be that new global government. And Ban Ki-moon, the head of the UN, of course, a week ago, was all over the news, called for global government and a global tax and a global court and a global army. It's already all in place. Ruth Bader Ginsburg and four other justices in 1 week all made announcements. She's a former justice, but four current justices all came out and said, get rid of the Constitution. The New York Times came out and badmouthed it and said, get rid of it. Time Magazine, Newsweek, USA Today, CNN, ABC News, all in the last 2 weeks said, ditch it. I mean, I was walking by newsstands and just saw it all over the place. When I was at Barnes & Noble a week ago, went home, search engined, you know, dump the Constitution, get rid of the Constitution, and there were hundreds of articles. That was the globalist PR release. You can see, you know, they're paid talking heads. You can see the talking points. And it's come out, there are major talking points. They got talking points that returning veterans are going to start staging terror attacks and that returning veterans are the main enemy. I told you that back when it was secret and we got documents from FBI, federal marshals, and state police across the country 3 years ago. Government said, well, that's internal. You shouldn't have it, but admitted it was real. Now they're doing the rollout that domestic groups are going to stage terror attacks. That means they're getting ready to pull the trigger and carry out the staged events to be blamed on us. Again, the PR rollout is everything you need to know. In the PR rollout, that's always targeting dumbed down, unconscious people that buy whatever they're told. If you're awake, it's ridiculous. It's like writing on the wall. It's like a bullhorn siren. It's like completely crystal clear for someone who's even half awake. But remember, they're targeting 60 to 70% of the public that's still in a dreamlike state, just believing whatever they're told, thinking the government loves them and wants to kiss them on the head at night, who don't know the government's been hijacked by a kleptocracy. Side issue. The point is that Rosa Corey is going to be joining us coming up. She's executive director of the Post Sustainability Institute. She's a forensic commercial real estate appraiser, specializing in eminent domain. And that's how in the last decade she discovered it's all UN Agenda 21. Austin, Texas openly admits they're under Agenda 21. They're openly putting up little UN signs at the hike and bike trail entrances now. I didn't even know this. I hadn't been to a hike and bike trail in a couple of years because I always go to, you know, just the side of the highway and enter hike and bike trails wherever I feel like it. But I actually went to one a few months ago and used a regular entrance. And there were all these UN group signs up basically stating it's their territory. They've got UN biospheres. They're under the new system going to be tearing up existing roads, shutting off the highway exits to rural areas. It's already begun. The NAFTA superhighways, the Trans-Texas Corridor, eminent domain. It is a total takeover of our society. Ties in to the North American Union. It's in all the Security Prosperity Partnership documents. The New York Times, of course, came out demonizing people earlier in the week who talk about Agenda 21, and they admit that, oh my gosh, the public's waking up to the UN Agenda 21, but they're conspiracy theorists because they don't want the UN system running their local towns and cities. They don't deny it's taking over. They just say you're a conspiracy theorist for not liking the UN taking over your local government through regionalism. And it's designed to shut down the family farms, drive everybody into the cities. It's official UN maps that have been out for more than 15 years that show more than half the United States off limits to human activity. We're going to be breaking all of that down today in the second hour with our guest. In fact, she joins us after the 45 break. When we come back at 45 after, she's going to be joining us because I read some of her work and knew that she was spot on. She's written a book, Behind the Green Mask. The whole fake green movement's about land grabbing, power grabbing, nothing to do with sensible environmental laws and things. It's all a neo-feudalistic excuse for centralized mega corporations that control governments to take control of our society. And when you read the New York Times article, again, they don't deny it's happening. They just say, oh, my gosh, these people are starting to fight us at the local level and turn this back. It's terrible. I mean, the UN's great, and this is for the Earth. But hearing her on the radio, see, I'd read some of her articles, but hearing her on the radio the other day, I heard her on a local Austin station. I was driving home and listened to her for about 30 minutes, and then I sat there in the parking lot at my house, even though I wanted to go in and see my family, for about 30 minutes listening to her, just riveted, because I'd never heard anyone tie it all together. I'd separately done all the research. I knew everything she was saying was true and accurate, but I'd never heard anybody really put it all together, just how hellish this is, this covert, creeping takeover to the zoning boards, the state zoning boards, the highway departments, seizing the entire infrastructure. And then here I live in Austin, the worst city east of California. California has fully fallen to this. Total feudalism. 20%+ yearly carbon taxes, home inspections. They're saying no future single family dwellings. Germany now has passed this as law. I'm not kidding. Look it up. Der Spiegel says how great it is. Carbon taxes, carbon rationing, the only city to totally be implementing this at a more disgusting level is Austin. And they just come in and openly get in everyone's face and say, under Agenda 21, and there it is from the United Nations website. You type in Agenda21UN.org, and you'll be on their site as they admit global government, global tax. But then separately, they have the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, and others coming out and saying, we're kooks, we're crazy, we're nuts, it doesn't exist. Understand that. It's all happening, world government being announced, run by six megabanks that created 1,500 plus trillion in fraudulent paper, bought up the world through fraud. Now they're imploding it to consolidate control and buy up everything on pennies at the dollar and having us bail out their system with hundreds of trillions of dollars to prop it up while lecturing us that we've got to have our taxes raised and our standard of living dropped to pay off our debts. All planned, all official. And they have all these traitorous organizations here in the United States that pose as the arbiters of all information, calling those of us that read the official UN plans and see it being implemented, we are the enemy. And part of UNESCO and the UN program is the federalization of police worldwide. Because once they're under federal control, they can be internationalized. And they have all the major police departments doing joint training with foreign police departments and being able to go and arrest people in Japan. And then Japanese police can come to Austin and arrest people here. So we're going to have her on coming up. We got big Ron Paul news first, then news on, of course, Whitney Houston dead from prescription drugs, much more deadly than even illegal drugs. We've got Rupert Murdoch may face criminal charges. We've got just a massive blitz of news straight ahead. Our websites are Infowars.com. We're streaming video at PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, February 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $17,1230. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17,5471, $877.35 for a half ounce, or $438.68 for a quarter ounce. That's $17,5471, $877.35, and $438.68.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C-Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full whole feeling I have from Super C-Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, S-E-A-V-E-G.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-Veg. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C-Veg daily is eating right.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Boy, I tell you, I've got a challenge here to get to all this news before our guest joins us. Look at these headlines. Facing bailout or chaos, Greek Parliament starts debate on austerity laws. Raise the taxes, cut the benefits, and pay almost all the money to the very banks that created the crisis and who have now put all their people in charge of the government. Because their last group of operatives over Greece, and the same as in Ireland, Spain, Italy, the United States, the last group was put in place. All of the operatives are Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. There's other big banks involved in the thieving, but it's their operatives all over the world. When they take down New Zealand, it's Goldman Sachs operatives that are the finance minister and or the prime minister or president. When you see them run a scam in Chile, it's the same people. It's always a former president of Goldman Sachs or J.P. Morgan. When you see them do it in England, I mean, it's a crew of scam artists. And then you look at who's funding Agenda 21. Same groups. It's so amazing. And then we did find the articles during the break. Southern Poverty Law Center and others say we're insane for not wanting a world government. First, we were kooks for saying a world government was coming. Now they admit it's here. We're bad because we don't like the world government now. Have you noticed that? They don't deny it's a UN program in our towns and cities. They just say we're bad because we don't want it. Remember the old days when the world government didn't exist? Remember we were crazy and the big mega banks, the international banks, they weren't going to try to set up a world government. No, that's what kooks talk about. Now it's in the Associated Press, world government's here, global carbon taxes paid to the UN, but you're still bad. You're bad for being right. You're bad for warning fellow Americans. You're bad for warning your fellow Canadians. And I guess I was bad, too, when I pointed out over a month ago that there was clear fraud in Iowa on January 3rd. And then it came out 3 weeks later that they said, we're throwing out the results and just giving it to Santorum. There was fraud and trucks missing with ballots. Well, there were no trucks. It was they vote at the precinct, post it, and then call it in. But we had the witnesses. We had the voting fraud experts. There was fraud in Iowa, now admitted total fraud. There was fraud in Florida, now being admitted total fraud. There was fraud in South Carolina, now admitted total fraud. There was admitted total fraud in Nevada. We wrote articles about it, exposed it. The exit poll showed Ron Paul in first place. Poll showed him in first place. He gets third place. Every exit poll, every major poll showed Ron Paul winning Maine. He doesn't win. Same deal. And Ron Paul has now done what he didn't do in 2008. He's come out and said, yes, there's fraud. And there is fraud. And he's got to point it out. I mean, first they told you he couldn't win. Then they told you, you know, gave him less time in the debates. Then when they did give him attention, they lied about him and demonized him. This is the same media that went along with the lies about WMDs. The same media that knows the government was caught shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment and won't even talk about it now. And now Ron Paul has come out. This is from Business Wire. It's up on Infowars.com. Ron Paul campaign comments on Maine caucus results. Headline, Ron Paul refuses to concede Maine official campaign release. And they go on to point out that all of their data shows that they basically should have won. You know, the big telltale was when 2% were reporting in Nevada. the entire corporate whore, dinosaur, prostitute, sewer stream, traitor media said that he was the indisputed victor. And I'm not going to go back over Iowa. I've already done four or five shows on that. I mean, I sat there and watched Fox News with Karl Rove, and I played the clip here, saying, yeah, well, they lost a bunch of ballots and trucks, and I started laughing. We don't know where the precinct heads are, and all these precincts happen to be the university towns, like Ames, which in polls, Ron Paul was getting close to 60% of the vote. Of course, he ended up, you know, getting like 15 once they had their little special trucks come up missing, when there are no trucks involved in ballots. And just all disappeared, and Karl Rove said, well, you know what? There was a gentleman's agreement between Mitt Romney and Santorum, and they decided to give those delegates to Santorum, and that's the way it is. And the Fox host didn't ask him one time, well, who's your source? Where was this behind the closed doors meeting? And then people said, Alex, don't say there's fraud in Iowa, even though we had delegates and people calling in who witnessed it all the next day and the day after that, the eyewitnesses. A lot of them who swore out statements later. And then it came out, of course, 3 weeks after that. Oh, yeah, it's all a fraud. We don't know what happened. We're throwing the results out, but giving it all to Santorum now. He just gets everything. Well, now Ron Paul is saying that something is going on and that things aren't jiving, and they break it all down. And they are beginning to contest it, and they better do it. They better do it. And I'll cover that more later if we have time to get into it. But speaking of media manipulation, and it's not just News Corp that's doing this. News Corp's been caught paying off police. They admit that goes on. They've been caught spying on people. They've been caught doing all this stuff. And I'll assure you, it is not just going on in England or Europe. But here's the New York Times. British arrest 8 in inquiry about Murdoch tabloid. And now there's talk of the Justice Department indicting members of News Corp here in North America. That's the parent company of Fox News, for those that don't know. You wonder why suddenly you're hearing Fox hosts in the last 2 months say Obama's a good Christian man, Huckabee and others. I've talked to Fox hosts. I'm just going to leave it at that. Multiple insiders at Fox. I had two sources and then lost them because even though I was allowed to talk about it without saying names, some people got yelled at and threatened. But I have some other sources that I developed years ago that I've talked to. And yes, they've been told in memos, you will stop bashing Barack Obama or this whole place is going down. Because people have complained. They're like, well, that's going to kill ratings, number one. Not that those traitors up there actually care about this country. They want to at least be able to bash Obama. That gets the ratings. And they've been told, back off, because the Justice Department's looking at arresting Rupert Murdoch. And if I was Murdoch, I would go ahead and release everything he's got on Obama right now. Because let me tell you, the way this is going, they're going for broke. You know, you notice they got rid of Glenn Beck. And he was told, you will stop bashing George Soros. You will stop covering all this. And Glenn Beck, to his credit, said, I'm not going to do that, and left Fox, and was his contract was. I mean, I've gone after Glenn Beck a lot because behind the scenes, I'm going to be a guest on Fox in New York, and they tell us, well, Glenn Beck's throwing a fit if you come on the other show, and is saying they won't ever have this other host on if you do that. And Glenn Beck's gone after my sponsors and done all sorts of stuff. But I mean, he is a hard-nosed wolf, but he did not sell out to News Corp. And you notice Judge Napolitano, who had the second highest ratings, I actually looked him up, on Fox Business and rising and was making major news, gone. So there, Fox News is rolling over to George Soros and Obama. And you know what? I think when you're done doing that, they're still going to arrest you. I think you've made a miscalculation. All right, more news straight ahead on Iran, Whitney Houston, and a lot more.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
Do you use a CPAP breathing device to help treat sleep apnea and prevent snoring? If so, you should know big insurance companies and government regulations can affect the way you buy sleep apnea equipment. They decide what devices you receive, when you get replacement equipment, and even what you pay. Why limit the quality of your treatment? Break away from institutionalized healthcare and shop where you set the sleep therapy standard. Shop at CPAP.com. See what? CPAP. It stands for Continuous Positive Airway Pressure. CPAP.com has the equipment you want in stock and ready to ship today. Visit CPAP.com to see all of your sleep apnea equipment options. Or call toll-free 1-855-SNORE-11. That's 1-855-766-7311 to speak with a friendly sleep apnea expert who will answer all of your questions. Mention this ad for free shipping. Again, that's CPAP.com. CPAP.com. CPAP. Your money, your treatment, your choice.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
We should never be afraid to die. That's the great Mr. Bellamy, fan of the show, been on the show. We love you, Muse. Doing a great job out there. Liberty is popular, and this broadcast is all about legalizing freedom. Okay, we've already gone over Ron Paul coming out and saying there's evidence of fraud and that they're going to contest Romney supposedly being the winner because all the votes aren't even counted. And there's been evidence in other states of fraud. I was just getting, before I get into Whitney Houston, what's happening with the Arab League and the big move towards a wider war in Syria and Iran, I want to go back to what's happening with Rupert Murdoch. The problem with having a criminal government is that they cannot be trusted to go after people for other crimes. And then once you have a criminal government, different levels of criminals within the system can't ever blow the whistle on each other, because then a criminal at any level can bring down the whole house of cards, and then that allows the criminality to only intensify. And it's part of the corruption process. And so from what I've seen in some of the folks pleading guilty, some of the people died. The star witness was murdered in England. That was just a or Ark incited. That this is a war between two different factions of the globalists. And I predicted when this really started breaking 6 months ago that you'd see a big switch in News Corp. And I've now confirmed that they've been told to lay off Obama and to lay off the Labour Party, the Democratic Party's counterpart in England, that mafia, or people are going to go to jail, including Rupert Murdoch's son, bare minimum, and perhaps even Rupert Murdoch himself. And what's being asked today by the London Guardian and Reuters and others is, will the U.S. Justice Department, who is investigating News Corp, indict people at News Corp here in North America? Now, again, this is a Justice Department caught shipping guns into Mexico that's killed police and Border Patrol and over 2,000 Mexican citizens. Justice Department admits that. And CBS News told you what we knew would be there. They got the memos that it was to be blamed on the Second Amendment. Now, that was buried in a CBS News article with a link to the memo. But ship guns into Mexico and ship them into Indiana, Illinois, Florida, other states to then call for shutting down gun shows. I mean, these are criminals staging terror attacks against America. Have you read the definition of terrorism? Threatening violence or carrying out violence so that populations or individuals accept your political demands. You ship guns into Mexico to get a bunch of people killed so you can blame the Second Amendment. That's terrorism. But you notice, oh, you're not hearing about Fast and Furious on Fox anymore. And Daryl Issa, as I predicted, the Attorney General a few months ago said, hey, George Bush was running similar programs. And boy, they started shutting down those hearings real fast. And Issa, one day after, said, well, it's up to Obama to do something about this. We've caught the Attorney General lying. How can Republicans ever bring down a Bill Clinton or a Barack Obama or other mobsters, as they pardon mobsters and others? How can they ever do that if they themselves are up to their eyeballs in it? And see, this is how, once corruption is tolerated, the sky's the limit. That's why they announced 2 weeks ago that, oh, yes, there's now IOUs for all the major federal pensions. Those have been completely raided to give to the foreign too-big-to-fail banks. So you're not going to be getting your pension funds. I mean, if you're 45 working for the government, you're getting nothing. Let's say you're 63, about to retire in a couple of years. You'll get something. It's going to be devalued, and it's going to be reduced. And they're already got the media saying it's not your money, it's a form of welfare. All because you serve the system. All because you let the banksters take over. All because when Ban Ki-moon announces world government, that's the head of the UN, you still laugh at people like me because you were taught it was fashionable to laugh at people that talked about global government. We're being conquered by a bunch of criminal Bernie Madoff types, Ken Lay types, and if you don't fully wake up and get angry, they're going to win. They're going to fully bankrupt us like Nigeria or Chile. Or what happened to the Argentinians, who were just as wealthy as we were 15 years ago. The old saying, rich is an Argentine. So, oh, and here's another one the Daily Caller reported on, and then it did end up making it in some other major newspapers. Bribery compromised officials leave indicted financial crime suspects free from prosecution under Holder's DOJ. And they leaked to DOJ documents and a lot more in this lengthy article that Tucker Carlson's outfit put out. And this was in federal documents. I got to give Carlson, even though he's has said publicly that I'm a piece of trash, credit for doing this, because this had not been in U.S. news. It was in the federal documents. And they paid off the Justice Department people. We know the names. And it's trillions in Cayman Island bank accounts, and all the major Justice Department officials are being paid publicly, and it's all come out, and no one gets in trouble. Kind of like it came out in February of 2011 in federal court in Chicago that the cartels do work for the U.S. government and are laundering drug money and are shipping cocaine in under U.S. authorization under Fast and Furious with eight agencies. And it's in the federal documents, but it's never been a national news story. We broke it. Paul Watson did. And months after we broke it from the federal documents that listeners pointed out to us, the Chicago Tribune and El Paso Times did report, but nothing was done. Nothing was done. Let me explain something to you. One cartel alone brought in 5 tons in 1 year directly under ATF control, and the ATF even told them where to launder the money. And then Bloomberg even reported on it. Wells Fargo, Wachovia, they're all involved. Wells Fargo, Wachovia, $376 billion alone in 2 years. Oh, yes. The government runs it all with the big banks. $376 billion. The crack house person, Whitney Houston, isn't managing that, okay? Let me just explain how this works to everybody. God bless her soul. Crackheads running crack houses and users and poor addicts, they're not the ones doing it. Why are the drugs illegal? To boost the price so there's a big market and so all the zombies go out, the drug addicts, and rob you and carjack you and break in your house or sell their bodies. So your daughters sell their bodies to then buy drugs from low-level dealers, and then that money goes right back to the military-industrial complex. This is all on record. This is all on record. And so you got a Justice Department that's drug dealing, that's running guns to blame the Second Amendment. You bet I'm risking my life doing this. I don't care. Somebody's got to do it. I'll never commit suicide, though. Remember that. And there are good people in the Justice Department. It's compartmentalized high-up groups. Why do we know about this? Because ATF agents in Phoenix, Arizona, Chicago, Illinois, Tampa, Florida, and other areas said, I'm not going to be part of this. It's now come out that there have been fist fights at multiple ATF facilities over this. Actual people breaking people's noses. Supervisors have had their noses broken when people say, you know, you're killing people, I'm not doing this, and fist fights break out. Okay? So it's time for the good people in the government to start going public and get past this intimidation. I'm a private citizen. I've gone public. I put my cards face down on the table. I'm out there with everything hanging out in front of God and country and everybody else. My whole family, my name, everything hanging out up against the most murderous criminals the world's ever seen. And you're like, well, why aren't you dead? Because they don't want to highlight and underline an exclamation point everything I've said and done. That's why. But it doesn't mean I hadn't been threatened. Doesn't mean I hadn't been physically attacked. Doesn't mean there hadn't been dirty tricks you can't imagine. Temporarily here on this planet, here on this in this dimension, I'm alive because they don't want to highlight everything I've done. But in the spiritual realm, it's because God's got his hand on me. I'm in God's hand. And if something does happen to me, it's God's will. But I have total faith. Whatever it is, that's God's will. But listen, nobody's safe. This is what collapses societies. This is how you become third world countries, is not standing up against evil. So the murdering criminal Justice Department has no right to go after News Corp for their petty garbage.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Powerful forces are trying to destroy your health. It's a fact that we're surrounded by a sea of environmental toxins, from mercury in vaccines and dental fillings, to aluminum in chemtrails, to pesticides and toxic chemicals sprayed all over our food. Even nuclear radiation, which is still spewing out of Fukushima, has contaminated the water and food supply in the U.S. But there is a solution. Liquid Zeolite is an extraordinary natural formula which safely and effectively removes all kinds of toxins from the body, including capturing heavy metals, pesticides, viruses, and radioactive particles. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe, 100% amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay. If you ever wanted to know what Agenda 21 is, what sustainable development means, we're going to be covering it coming up here in a few minutes. In fact, guys, reprint the USA Today. Schwarzenegger says he'll focus on states, counties, and cities for green agenda. It's all admitted by the UN. It's all on their own website, UN.org, that they are setting global standards for zoning, gardens, for farming. They say that hay dust is $5,000 fines. You can see major NAFTA highways when you drive up from Texas into Oklahoma and Kansas, where you'll drive 100 miles and there's no exit to the rural communities that are ghost towns now. They just block the highways and build McDonald's and things in the middle. That's all Agenda 21. And it's all admitted. And it's so frustrating to make films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, 4 years ago. It's so frustrating to read the UN documents, to see the executive orders, to see their admitted plans, in their own words, for a global neo-feudalistic serf system, a post-industrial world, Maurice Strong, Ted Turner. And then to have the New York Times with this headline, Activists Fight Green Projects, Seeing UN Plot. And they admit, yeah, the UN is setting your local rules, but, you know, what's wrong with that? It's for the earth. It's not a plot. Really, when the city council announced 20 to 80% increases in power prices in the next year, they said it's for sustainability. You're using too much power. This will teach you to use less power. And it's General Electric that came in and helped shut down the other power plants so they can sell you less for more. I mean, I saw a London Telegraph article where they admitted it's a global scam. So we're waking up to the scam of insider corporations through the UN and through Republicans. It was George Herbert Walker Bush gave us this. It was all of these guys who got us signed on to the Earth Summit and all these rules. And none of it has to do with the environment. They're releasing genetically engineered mosquitoes to force inoculate us. That's in the news. Genetically modified mosquitoes are being released in Florida. They've got thousands of new GMO crops that in all the big studies, just type in crops, GMO crops linked to organ failure, sterility in lab rats. Look at this article out of the Independent. GM food banned in Monsanto canteen. The GMO scientists working at Monsanto laboratories refuse to eat their own GMO. And just type in GMO corn linked to organ failure. I mean, it kills the honeybees that eat it. Here's another one. China's elite enjoys untainted fruits. Asia Times says they're obsessed with not eating GMO. They signed a deal in the 70s to sterilize and reduce their population, one-child policy. Here's another one. London Telegraph. Queen Elizabeth Hall, 60 years of growing vegetables. They're obsessed with not eating GMO. Always talking about how they want to reduce our population. Here's another one. Royal vegetable garden takes root. Here's another one. Raw milk fans are getting a raw deal. Queen Elizabeth has only eats raw milk, but it's illegal in England and in Canada and other British royal commonwealths to have raw milk. But the royalty have it. Here's another one. Breaking it down. LA Times, in China, what you eat tells who you are. Obsessed with not taking vaccines. Obsessed with not drinking sodium fluoride. Chinese party officials maintain secret organic gardens while trying to force the population to eat the GMO Trojan horse. Time magazine, in Germany, a better vaccine for politicians comes up as a secret program that the German military, upper brass, and German government all take, quote, secret vaccines that are clean. What's the problem with labeling genetically modified GMOs? They're now announcing the head of the FDA, who's former Monsanto, is coming out and saying they're not going to let you know if something is GMO. And saying the public doesn't trust it, so they're not going to let you know now. You're not going to be allowed to even label your own product. It's not just that you have to label it, it's that you're not allowed to label it. That's what they're trying to do right now. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so diabolical. The very groups that call for reducing our populations, Ted Turner, Prince Philip, just type in, you'll get Sunday Times of London, ABC News. World's elite meet in secret to discuss overpopulation. 3 years ago, they got caught meeting in secret at Rockefeller University. And who was there? Oprah Winfrey, big population control person. Ted Turner, the Rockefellers, Bill and Melinda Gates, big eugenicist, Warren Buffett. And, of course, George Soros, to discuss how global government, that was in the article, how global government could help reduce population. But Bill Gates says he wants to give you shots because he cares about you. And he wants you to eat GMO, but he's obsessed with not eating GMO, and so is the royal family. Look it up. They won't take the vaccines. They won't drink the fluoride. I've seen newscasts where it's just buried that, oh, the Queen has all her own farms and ranches, and they have chefs that follow them around the world and bring their food with them. And then you find out Ted Turner's doing it. Now, they know there's an exodus of educated people to the countryside to try to grow their own food and get away from this. Outside Austin in some of the towns like Wimberley, I discovered this years ago because my children are homeschooled and going to different homeschooling events. It's doctors, scientists, biological weapons experts, you name it, all living out there knowing what's going on. And you'll be at some event and they're going, yeah, what are you going to do about it? You're not going to stop it. We've all come out here. And you find out they all know. The educated people all know about this. We're going to talk to a lady. We're about to go to her, but I wanted to just get her on a little bit early for the full next hour, who discovered all of this as well and has written a book on it. And again, I've had a lot of experts, a lot of diplomats, advisors to Congress on, Dr. Michael Kaufman and others, but she's able to really tie it all together and give you the big picture of how it's going to affect you, Agenda 21, a global corporate takeover to shut down the rural areas. Remember what happened last year? EPA was saying $5,000 fines for dust from hay. No dust on your farm. But Big Agra, they're exempt. And Big Agra wrote those rules, animal ID, premises ID, to shut you down. What'd the Soviets do? Shut down rural areas. What does Agenda 21 do? Same thing that is in Memorandum 200. State Department Memorandum 200 under Kissinger. Use food as a weapon. Austin just passed a law trying to harass and shut down people with their own chickens, with their own eggs. They're harassing Amish everywhere. People selling pecans. They're trying to pass laws outlawing all that. They're trying to shut down supplements. But Agenda 21 is about the takeover where you can't build your own barn. You can't have your own pond. Or if there is a, quote, wetland, now you can't build on your own property, even if you've owned it for 100 years. And what they announced in the U.S. and Europe just last week, the drones, type this in, drones being used to watch farmers, spy satellites watching rural communities in America and in Europe. This whole grid is on us. Stalin didn't want you to raise your own food. Now, we're about to go to break. I wanted to get her on just to kick off here at the start. Right before the start of the second hour, and she's Rosa Corey, and she is an executive director of the Post Sustainability Institute. She is a forensic commercial real estate appraiser specializing in eminent domain evaluation, and she again has written a book on Agenda 21. A book is excellent. We'll tell you about that as well, Exposing Agenda 21 and Sustainable Development. In the minute or two before we go to break, just give people a synopsis of what Agenda 21 is, and we'll come back and break down this global corporate takeover system.
Well, you know what? It's not that it's going to impact you. It's impacting you right now. Agenda 21 is a plan to inventory and control all resources, human and natural, and all means of production in the world. And this is the process that is happening right now in every single city, town, community, in the entire world. And you're seeing it right now in the United States. It's a global plan, and it's implemented locally.
We've got about a minute and a half before we go to break. How did you get tuned into this? How did you discover this?
Well, I've been doing research. Of course, I'm a forensic appraiser. I appraise property in the 9 counties of the San Francisco Bay Area. And in doing my research, I found in researching redevelopment, I found that it's a funding and implementation arm for United Nations Agenda 21. And in doing this research, I had to be able to support everything that I was coming up with because I might have to at some point testify regarding this information. So everything that I've come up with, and of course this is available to all people, it's very available on the United Nations websites as well as many others. This is all true and supportable. It's not a conspiracy theory, it's a conspiracy fact, and it's happening right now.
It's happening right now through the zoning boards, all of it. It is so diabolical. I've been to the Smart Growth conferences. They admit this is total feudalism right here in Austin. Giant power bill increases, and they say it's for the earth, just charging you more.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.